What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
Rodney Olsen here talking with Jill Bonanno. Good morning.
Good morning.
And it's time for Simply Living once again.
Yes, it is. Has this week gone really fast for you?
It has. All the weeks are going really fast.
It's just sort of a downhill, really fast.
Well, we've passed the halfway mark of the year.
Yes.
And we're heading into the final half of the year.
Yes, yes.
Although I don't want to wish the entire year away because...
Because it will happen anyway.
And yeah, and there's plenty of exciting things yet to happen this year, so...
Yeah, there are. I'm sure everybody's busily getting their tax things together.
Tax?
For the end of financial year.
It's not March yet, is it?
Happy... Yeah, that's right. That's about right, too. Yeah, our computer got killed, so all my tech stuff's on there, so I'm in a bit of a panic at the moment, but we'll get there.
Yeah. Tour de France starts tomorrow night.
Does it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I didn't know that, but now I do. It won't make a huge difference to my life, but are you going to follow it? You love it, don't you?
Of course, yeah.
Yes. So you... Is it on TV that you can watch it late at night, or what happens? Is that what happens?
Yeah.
So you watch a mob of people riding along on their bikes?
Pretty much.
Excellent.
For about 20-odd days.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And you don't even have the raw, like, I always thought that watching car racing on TV is just one of the most boring things in the world. Going live, I have noticed, to see cars race is very exciting.
Well, this intrigues me. You've seen it on TV, very, very boring.
Yeah.
So what would possess you to say, I hate this sport, let's go and see it live?
No, we went and saw it. You know the rally thing? You know,
Well,
we went down and saw it when we first got to Perth, actually. It was a long, long time ago. And I couldn't believe how exciting it was just seeing those cars going past. And when you're actually there, it's the atmosphere and the speed of the cars going past. When you see it on TV, it's just sort of going around, 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 making a big lot of noise. And unless you've got a particularly interesting commentator, some of them are really good to listen to, it is a bit like watching grass grow, I feel, but bike racing is even slower than that. You don't even have the noise. But you know what?
I'm sorry that you have no idea.
I do have no idea, and I appreciate it for what it is, Rodney, and I know that you love it and just enjoy that time. I know that people think that about watching cricket too, see, so I can't really talk about bike racing, can I?
Not so much.
It is a race, but it's a sort of a thing of endurance too, is it? Is that right?
Well, yeah.
What is it about it that...
We'll talk later.
Okay. Oh, but I'm sure there's some listeners that would really like to know how to enjoy the Tour de France.
Well, everyone does enjoy it, except you.
Yeah, anybody who would like to ring and let us know differently, please, thank you. No, I'm trying to encourage you, actually, I'll do a segue here. So I'd like to encourage you and just acknowledge that you love bike racing riding and anything to do with bicycling. And I really appreciate that about you, Rodney.
Good, which leads us in.
Why is my tongue in my cheek? No, I do. Which leads us into encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about it last financial year, we were talking about that. and it was just one of those things that did touch a nerve. And I was really, I've been answering phones this week because our poor old receptionist had our original receptionist is off because she's really ill. And then our receptionist that we've had filling in, she had an accident and she's not been well either. So I'm not sitting in that receptionist chair, that's for sure. but I've been answering phones this week and it's been really lovely. There have been some people that have rung up and recognised my voice. I don't know how they recognise my voice. It's just so normal.
It's not all that distinctive,
no,
is it?
Not at all. But they have been so kind and just a word of encouragement can make your day. And I thought, well, we started on this last week about how you can actually speak life and encouragement into somebody's day by being positive and uplifting, or you can do the opposite, and which one would you choose? And I think that I was trying to think about being encouraging to people, and I know that there have been times in my life when I feel rotten about my life, I feel rotten about who I am and all of those sorts of things. And it's very difficult to encourage other people when you feel like your life really isn't that good, you know. And then I thought, well, where does encouragement come from? There are people, obviously there is a gift of encouragement, and there are some people who are natural encouragers. They are the ones that will always notice the nice thing and comment on it. They're not backward in letting you know what they appreciate. I mean, even if it's to say, they'll say, oh, I love those shoes, and then you walk around all day feeling, wow, I've got cool shoes. I thought they were, but I didn't realise anybody else did, you know. And and so there are just those people that are naturally like that. And I thought, but you know, I think that we all can develop that skill. It's, I mean, without it sounding insincere when you comment on somebody, but I think that it is something that we need to look out for and start to comment on. And if somebody strikes you, if there is something, that's right. If there is something about somebody that strikes you as particularly a good thing, it's always nice to comment on it, because so many of us go about our daily jobs, our daily lives, doing what we do. You don't do it for appreciation. You don't do it so the world will applaud and say what a wonderful person you are. But when somebody does actually comment on something that you do, or you just take for granted that's a part of who you are, and they say, that's really nice, I noticed that and I appreciate it, it can really put a spring in your step.
And sometimes I think we don't encourage people because we sort of take the responsibility on ourselves to ensure that they don't get a swelled head.
That's exactly right, and I feel that is our job in life, yes.
and yet, really, that it's not down to us to be sort of guardians of their ego.
Exactly.
We need to be able to encourage people. And I'm always reminded of, do you remember the actress Loni Anderson?
Yes.
Years ago?
Oh, she was gorgeous. She married Burt Reynolds,
No,
didn't
no,
she?
What did you say? She was?
She was gorgeous.
Gorgeous? Do you know her? She grew up never knowing that, because her father never once said that she was beautiful, never told her that, because he didn't want her to grow up with a swelled head, didn't want her to get an ego. So she grew up as beautiful as she was, never knowing that her dad felt that she was beautiful. Aww. Because he didn't want to speak those words of encouragement, because he was so afraid that she would take that and sort of think that she was better than everyone. She wasn't going to. It was just that, you know, she needed to hear those words. And I think we often forget that.
Yes.
That it's not just a matter of, you know, oh, this will make them smile, or, you know, put a spring in their step for the day. We actually need these words.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I think that now I know that there'll be people there thinking that if you say to a girl all the time, you're so pretty, oh, you're just so pretty, then all their sense of self-worth is in their looks. And so, yes, we understand that that can happen, and you don't want to do that. But I think what we need to do is we look for the you can say that to people, because some people do, like her, go through life thinking, oh, I'm nothing special, because no one said to them, oh, you look beautiful. You just look really beautiful. And it's got to be a sincere thing, and to make them feel like, well, that's lovely. But also find something else about them that's their personality. You know, if you comment on looks all the time, then we do get a false sense of that's all we're good for, and those things will fade eventually. But, you know, you comment on the depth of the person's personality, and I think that that's why she developed such a good sense of humour, and it's really quite cool. I liked it. I reckon she was cool on you.
I wonder if anyone else would like to join the conversation this morning. What does encouragement do for you? Have you found special ways to encourage others? Maybe you're one of those wonderful people who just jots down a note, and you probably don't see that as being special, because that's just something that you do. But if you're one of those people that just jots down a note every now and then and passes it to someone to encourage them, or maybe gives a phone call, we'd like to hear from you and hear what sort of response you get. You can't always guarantee the response is going to be great. I guess that's the other thing. But those people who take on the job of encouraging people, they know that it's still going to make a difference. Maybe you've been encouraged and you'd like to share just a couple of words that someone shared with you and the difference that it's made in your life. We'd love to hear from you today. mornings@sunshinefm.ws is the email address to get us via email or Microsoft Messenger, mornings@sunshinefm.ws, or give us a call. We'd love to chat to you today, 94841 985, 94841 985. Rodney Olsen here talking to Jill Bonanno, Simply Living on a Friday morning, and we're talking about encouragement, those words of encouragement. We have a listener on the phone who's wanting to have a bit of a chat. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Yeah, you'd like to make a couple of comments on what we've been talking about?
Yes.
Go right ahead. What is it you're wanting to share with us today?
Okay. If we were talking about people like to feel good about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that to feel good about ourselves is not really important about our physical way to look in front of people. Sometimes in a culture when people put beauty as physical, as something physical, people expect that because maybe they are full of magazines or the environment of where they are. They create that sense of beauty in a grown way. But if you grow up with a family with a strong sense of values, love, God, and a high level of responsibility for others, feeling that your responsibility is more to do something for other people, then you need to be worried about what people think about you in that sense.
Absolutely, yeah. It's not, we don't want a culture that's based on how you look. And you know what the other thing is, that who decides on what looks good anyway? That's the thing, isn't it? That it's up to some person who's trying to sell a product who says, this is what beautiful is, so you all have to look like this, and no one can reach those things.
Yes, and sometimes there are some beautiful people with a beautiful heart, and it's like a beautiful, is a beautiful person, but in all the senses. But everyone is beautiful in some way.
Yeah, and that's what encouragement's about, isn't it? Finding the beautiful part of the person and commenting on it and saying how much you appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you for giving us a call and sharing that with us. That's some very important points that you brought out. Thank you for spending some time on the phone with us today.
Okay.
Thank you very much. We've also got Inyo on the line today. Good morning to you, Inyo.
Right, Inyo, good morning.
Hello.
Jill, my policy, the Bible and my mother, he said, for your people that are listening, I want to say these words. While on earth, never do harm to anyone. Try to keep your soul clean and try to do a good deed to your fellow brothers and sisters every day. If you do that, when whatever happens after we die, you've got no problems. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, that's right. Always look out for seeing what you can do for someone else.
I like the way that Inyo says, do something good for someone every day.
Yeah.
Because so often we can say, I want to encourage people, I want to do that, and we think, when I see an opportunity to do that, I'll do it. But sometimes we need to actually set ourselves that target and say, I'm going to encourage at least one person a day. And once we set that up and we sort of make sure that we do that and even keep a bit of a record of it for a little while, it becomes a habit, and that's when we start to really encourage others.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know what that does too? It actually gets your day focused on other people instead of on yourself, and that can get rid of a whole heap of problems, I found, that when you are
is focusing on others.
Yes.
And not worrying about yourself, because if you're focused on others and helping them, then that's, I'm sure someone's going to be encouraging you along the way if that's the sort of thing you're doing.
Yeah.
And also, if we are encouraging others and looking out for reasons to encourage other people, it stops us from looking for those things to criticise, because we can so easily see those things in someone else that we can criticise. This is the opportunity to say, okay, this is where it stops. I'm going to look out for the good points. And it actually improves our relationship with those people, because we start to see a different side of them.
Yeah, that's right. And look, I'm going to be honest here, because I can't be anything other. Sometimes you have to look a little bit harder with some people. It is easier to see the negative points in some people than it is to see the positives. And I'm looking at you, Rodney. No, I'm joking. No, joking. No, but look, I mean, to be brutally honest, it is actually. You have to look really hard sometimes to find something to be encouraging about in some people, because they are a little bit, they present a pretty harsh face to the world. But if you decide and you make it your mission to do that, you will do so. And it's really, it's a good feeling. It is a good feeling. And you know, sometimes those people are the very ones that really need to hear the encouragement, because they have become who they are because of knockbacks all the time. And I think that that is a good way to think about life. Now, I just wanted to, I just had a few ideas here, because I'm, as you know, and I say this quite often, I'm not a real creative person, and there are some people out there who creatively encourage often, and they have just got this way of being able to do things that is very, very special. So you might be one of those people like me that thinks, yeah, I want to do something really special for someone, but I wouldn't have any clue. It doesn't have to be a grand gesture. It can be turning up at the door with a note that you've written for somebody, just saying, I love the way your eyes light up when you smile at me all the time. You know, it's just, it can be as simple as that. And bring a couple of cupcakes, turn up and say, let's have a cup of coffee and a cupcake, and I just want to let you know how much I love you and appreciate you. Thank you very much. So don't feel like it's got to be something huge. There's some other things. I mean, there's opportunities, and we have spoken about these sorts of things before, but it's just to reinforce the for people that find it difficult to voice what they're thinking. And this could very well be because you have actually decided to comment on someone's lovely smile or whatever it is before, and they've come back at you with a really rejection, with real rejection, say, oh, no, it's not, or they don't know how to receive, you know, a compliment. And so you say, well, it's the last time I'll ever do that, because they threw it straight back in my face. Don't let that stop you, because even though that person may not know how to receive encouragement, and many people don't know how to receive encouragement, especially Australians, I have found, don't let that put you off, because even though it seems like it didn't go in, that person will go away with that, and that's a seed of encouragement you've planted in their lives, and it does make a difference. So even though it looks like it didn't, it will actually have made a difference.
Well, you're saying there that Australians particularly find it difficult to accept that kind of encouragement. Maybe we need a practical tip. And if someone gives you a word of encouragement or compliments you on something, we're not good at taking those compliments.
No.
Just one word. Well, actually two.
Two.
Thank you. Just say thank you. And, you know, if you feel embarrassed and you feel, I don't know quite what to say, and you're tempted to say, oh, no, that was nothing really, and yeah, oh, no, it's not really that good or whatever, yeah, just stop yourself. Just say thank you. And let it go.
Yeah, that's it. And receive it, you know, receive it and say, wow, that was really special, thank you. And, you know, thank you very much, or whatever it is. But that's right, Rodney, is that we need to be gracious in receiving those sorts of things as well as giving them. And but like I said, don't give up on people that don't seem like it's because it is. You know, look, when someone says something negative to you, you go away with that and you stew over it and you feel bad and you think about it and you can sometimes take it on board as being true when it might be just them having a bad day and they've had to lash out at someone and you're the one that copped it, you know. So we do tend to take negative things away with us. I think we do the same with positive. We have to let that go into us as well and say, that was a really nice thing of them to say, for them to say that. I'm going to receive that, and I'm going to let that be, you know, go into who I am, and let it make my day happy.
Let's see if someone else wants to join the conversation. A couple of ways you can do that. Mornings at sunshinefm.ws is the email address for email, or Microsoft Messenger, mornings at sunshinefm.ws. Or if you'd like to chat with us on air this morning, we'd really appreciate that. 94841985. 94841985. Rodney Olsen here together with Jill Bonanno. It's Simply Living on a Friday morning. We've got Karen on the line. Good morning to you, Karen.
Yeah, hi, how are you going?
Very good. You've got a couple of points you wanted to add?
Yeah, I think we all get so busy sometimes that we just think that we can't encourage others. But one thing that the Lord's really shown me to do is to actually send text messages to people.
Great idea.
Yeah,
and I can be in the middle of doing my dishes or just doing things during the day, and He really lays it on my heart just to send a text message just of encouragement. Just like thinking of you, have a great day, or sometimes you'll even give me a scripture to put in it. And the amount of people that I have sent those to, and they've rung me back later and said, you've got no idea at that time what that meant to me when you sent that.
Yeah, that's fantastic, isn't it? It's like, I mean, the old days we couldn't do that. This is the high-tech way of doing things, but it's so immediate, and sometimes it really is. If you've been given someone at that moment and you do it straight away, that's exactly the time that they need to get it, and we don't have to rely on the snail mail to get it to them.
Yeah, and sometimes we just don't have time to actually ring and have a conversation with somebody, but just letting them know that you're actually thinking of them is encouragement enough just for that minute as well.
Yeah, I think that's fabulous idea. Thanks so much for that, Karen.
And I suppose the other thing there too, Karen, is that you're saying that some of those people call you back. Sometimes we feel, I want to encourage them, but I don't quite know what to say, and I don't want to bother them. They might be busy. But this way, if they're busy, they'll just get that note. Otherwise, you know, if they really do need a conversation, as some of your friends have, they'll get on the phone to you.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. It's just being open and just letting people know that you're there when they need you.
Yeah, yeah. Look, we, as much as we can say that modern technology can be a big pain, it really is. We can use it for good and not for evil. Yeah, no, it's really good. Thank you. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Karen. That's a fabulous idea.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah.
I guess we as Australians have really perfected the art of the put down.
Yeah.
And that can, you know, friendly jibes is one thing, but I think we often take it just too far, and the things that we say to one another in a joking way, and sometimes we just veil our true feelings and sort of, oh no, it was a joke, when we're really actually trying to take a dig. And that becomes part of who we are, and it's not until we actually really take on this idea of, no, I'm going to start encouraging people, yeah, that we start to actually change our own mindset. So even though it's about encouraging other people and giving them a lift, it actually changes our mindset and puts us in a better place too.
Yeah, well, I think you think about the other person, because I'm one of those people that'll have a bit of a tease and, you know, the old Australian larrikin thing. But I think you've got to be sensitive to who the person is as well, because if someone is a little bit vulnerable or they're not quite sure about themselves and you're doing that teasing thing and saying the big put-down thing, wrong person. You chose the wrong person. They're the one that really need the positive reinforcement and the encouragement, whereas there are some people who you know that you can just have a bit of a go at, but you also back that up with encouragement as well. So, you know, you don't want to take people's personalities away from them of who they are, but just be aware of, it's not all about you and how funny you can be and all of those sorts of things, because I think some people do that. They get on this thing of, I'm so funny and I just make a joke whenever I can, instead of, and then so the whole conversation or whatever it is revolves around who you are and what a funny personality you are, instead of thinking about who you're actually talking to and being sensitive to the situation, sensitive to who they are. Obviously, they're not in a place where they need a funny joke today. They need a bit of encouragement or a bit of a hug or whatever it is that they need. And I think that's all part of what this is. It's just being sensitive to the other person and being, you know, just being aware of what they need at the time.
Interesting. The lady that rang earlier, and she didn't want to give her name on the radio, which, yeah, is why I didn't mention it, but she rang back just a short while ago, and she was saying that one thing she forgot to mention is that she was walking along with a friend one day who was also a Christian, and she didn't mention the specifics, but she says we shouldn't be laughing at the way other people look or their skin or the colour of their skin or whatever it might be, that she was with this other person, and they made a bit of a joke about this other person, and she said, hang on, we shouldn't be laughing about this.
Yeah.
And I guess that takes a lot of guts to be able to do that at times.
Yeah,
because
it certainly does.
Other people will make a joke, whether it is something like that, where it's about someone's nationality or the way they look or just their personality. It's sometimes hard because you're drawn into it, and you just, because you're with friends and, yeah, you want to go along with what they're doing, and sometimes it's the tough thing to do to say, no, hang on, we shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, that's what we were talking about before, wasn't it? Getting into a habit of encouragement and positive reinforcement rather than into the habit of seeing the bad things in people all the time and the critical things. And even though I know people will say, look, that person can't hear me, I'm having a bit of a joke, but it's not real and they can't hear me and I wouldn't say that to their face and all of those sorts of things, you can understand where there comes a point where you probably do need to start changing your thinking into nice, positive, looking for the good things instead of making a joke. And where does that come from? I'm sure that Genevieve Milnes would would have a real field day with that, with where that type of comment and thought pattern comes from. And it's your own sense of self-worth or whatever. But I think that that's right. We do probably need to just be aware of our thinking and how what's your first reaction, what's your first response, your first thought about people, and start to make that into a positive reinforcement, encouraging type of comment. And it does actually change your life. It changes your world. It can make the difference. You know, sometimes these things, negative feelings and all of those sorts of things, are very insidious, and they start as being a funny joke, but they can actually become how you think.
And I think you brought up an important phrase there when you said, oh, it's not something I'd say to their face. I think oftentimes, and we're all guilty of it, we say things about someone that we wouldn't say to their face.
Yeah.
And oftentimes we've got to say, well, if I wouldn't be prepared to say that about the person with them in the room,
yes,
should I really be saying it?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Mm.
Oh, mate, heavy.
Well, there's been lots to talk about.
I'm not going to smile
anymore. Let me encourage you.
Thank you.
It's been great.
Thanks.
And I look forward to catching up with you this time next week.
Yeah, look forward to it. Thanks, Rod.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.